Holy Triduum is those final days when we follow our Lord from the celebration of the Passover meal and the institution of the Eucharist in the upper room in Jerusalem towards his death the following day on Good Friday. And then we rest with him on the tomb on Holy Saturday until we celebrate with great joy, looking back through all the scriptures, at the wonderful workings of God to this moment when the resurrection takes place, where our Lord passes over death and sin and rises to glory. So that's what we're celebrating in the 3 days. 3 days, but effectively one celebration. And it begins, as you rightly say, on Holy Thursday night with the Mass of the Lord's Supper, when we commemorate the meal that took place in Egypt before the exodus of the people, their being freed from slavery and their progression towards the promised land, where they were to live as free men and free women, God's holy people. But on that night, they celebrated things which had gone back even further in history than what they were actually enacting then, because the Israelites were a nomadic people. They came from the desert, and their staple food was the flocks that they herded of both lambs and goats. So it was natural for them to eat that meat, particularly the meat of the lamb, and also to eat unleavened bread. In other words, when they had wheat, they weren't given the time, because they were wandering people, to let the bread rise with the yeast, the dough rise with the yeast. They had to simply mix the flour with water and bake it on stones so that it was readily available to them very, very quickly, and this they did. And that is what happened on the night of the Passover. But something else also happened. The blood from the lamb was sprinkled on the doorposts and the lintels of the houses where the people had gathered together to celebrate this meal in a hurry. That was a sign that the angel of destruction, as he passed over and saw the blood of the lamb on the doorposts, would pass by. Destruction would not come to that house. It was a sign, too, of what was to happen on Calvary, that the blood of Christ, which was shed upon the whole earth, was to show God's great love for all people and his wanting to deliver them from destruction, from death, and from their sinfulness. So that's the context of the Mass of the Last Supper, when we celebrate the first Eucharist, when we remember our Lord's ordination of his first priests, his first bishops, the apostles, and when we remember that coupled with the Eucharist, when we receive the Eucharist, we're also receiving not only nourishment for ourselves, but we're receiving something that makes us like Christ. And for that, we recall the washing of the feet of others, because this is the act of charity. This is the act that makes us Christians different in everything that we do. We take our worship into the streets by converting it into a revelation in action, a revelation of God's love for the whole world.